Marketing Your Private Practice is a podcast where you'll learn easy to implement tips and strategies to grow your business without spending all day online. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I teach practitioners the Thrive Marketing Method to create simple and streamlined plans by focusing on long-term strategies, not just social media. Discover ways to spend less time on your marketing, attract more clients, and build the financial freedom that comes with a thriving practice. One where you have time left in your day for the people and things that matter to you. Hey, Private Practice Heroes. Thanks for tuning into the podcast today, because we are finishing off with part two on how to get more people booking discovery calls, those critical calls that lead to clients. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and last week on episode 88, we started going through the list of five steps to optimize your online booking system, which is how you're going to book more calls by getting the system up and running as effective and efficiently as possible. Now, the reason I'm focusing on this topic is because, frankly, I've run into some situations of late that made me realize how many folks are still booking consults and discovery calls manually by emailing people back and forth. You know, that fun game of, well, maybe not fun so much as frustrating game of email tag that we've all played at one point or another. And I want you to avoid this. Playing email tag to book calls is probably causing you to lose opportunities and revenue from new clients, because it is frustrating and it isn't how people can easily go and click a button and get booked in your calendar so they can talk to you. And I know if you're like a lot of people that are avoiding the online system and tools for doing this, you're probably thinking, well, Kathy, I can't go online. I can't do this automation because I need to stay in control of my calendar and not have people booking in whenever they want and messing up my plans. Here's the thing. That is precisely why booking systems like Calendly and all the other systems out there exist. Some genius, smarter than you and I, knew they could help people like us save time and still get things done. That's why these systems exist, to give business owners a way to get these really important calls booked without messing up anyone's day. Plus, when you make it easy for people to book those appointments with you, you'll get more of them booked because they don't have time to think while waiting for that next email in the game of email tag that, you know, maybe I could book a call with somebody else faster. If you can give them the opportunity to book instantly, they're going to get on your calendar. They're not going to think about where else they could go get the help and find it while they're waiting for you to answer back yet another email trying to find a mutually agreeable time to meet and talk. Email tag is one of the top reasons practice and business owners don't book as many calls as they could be. Well, okay, email tag plus the other reason I shared in part one of this lesson, which was in episode 88. So if you missed that one, you can listen to it. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. And that other reason is basically not telling people that you can book a free call with you. So those are critical things to think about here. In part one of this lesson, we covered the steps 1 to 3 of how you can optimize your online booking system. And here's a quick recap for you. First thing you have to decide is, are you going to do a free account or a paid account? My advice, go for paid. $120 a year is probably the average for some of these. And some of them are more pricey if you're tied into an electronic health record. But no matter what, that fee will save you time playing email tag, and it will save you clients and help you get more income. The second step that we looked at is setting up your booking system for success. So this involves some strategy in setting up the account, the system, the booking links, and how you share them with people in your calls to action. The third thing was integrating your systems and calendar and automating the setup as much as possible to ensure you and the person booking the call both give the information that the other person needs and that you get the information you both need to make sure that everyone shows up to the call and talks to one another. And this is critical to saving you time. So do not skip step number 3. And these first 3 steps are all about getting things ready to go live and start sharing the links where people can book the call with you. And the ideal part of this is when you have it set up, they're going to be able to book those calls anytime because you're not needed in the process. And steps 4 and 5, which is what we're covering today, those are all about managing your availability and your calendar so that you avoid any issues like having people overbook in your calendar, booking calls when you are already busy or maybe away on holidays. Whatever it is, we want to make sure that you follow steps 4 and 5 so that you do keep that control of your calendar that you're looking for. And for those of you that have avoided an online booking system till this time, I'm here to tell you it is possible to manage all of this and make the automation work. And if you don't do this and you're using an online booking system, I will tell you right now that step number 4 is the one that when you don't follow this and use the advice that I have for you in step 4, that's when you will turn your online booking systems into a scheduling nightmare. And that is not what I want for you. Step number 5 is a secret tactic that I use that comes into play with this entire setup to make sure you never mess up the bookings or your calendar and you find yourself getting booked into a nightmare on Elm Street instead of Dreamland, which is what all this automation and having these systems are all about. So if you're all ready to go, we are going to dive into step number 4, which is about managing your availability and your calendar. Now, this step is the one that helps you maintain that control of your calendar I was talking about. It's all about using the systems to make sure no one can book a call willy-nilly and mess up your day. We don't want that. But knowing how you plan your week, how you plan your work, and your time is key to making this step work effectively. So you've got to start by understanding what your ideal week looks like and where you have time and space in your calendar for booking the calls. Now, if you're not sure what an ideal week is all about, be sure to check out my episode on planning your ideal week. It's episode number 22, and I'll link to that in the show notes. It can help you get an idea of when and where you can kind of plan to have these open spots in your calendar. An online booking system is useless if it's not integrated with your own calendar and your availability. This will make or break the effectiveness of the entire system. So you've got to ensure you've done everything possible so that when people do book something online, it is not going to mess up your calendar, your already booked appointments, your plans, your schedule. And there are 5 ways that you manage your availability with some of these calendars. Now, if you recall from episode 88, part 1 of this lesson, a lot of the time I'm referring to specific examples and features from the calendar system I use, which is called Calendly. So when I'm talking about these features, they may or may not be in the system you're using, but I encourage you to look around and see if you can find a way to do this to manage your availability. So there's 5 ways that I manage this within Calendly. So the first thing I do is set a buffer time between appointments. So this is really all about making sure that if you need 10 minutes to write notes or do follow-up after you've talked to somebody, or maybe you simply need a break, then you want to add a buffer time to ensure people cannot book back-to-back. So I use 15 minutes on both ends. And what that means, if somebody books in at 4 o'clock and the appointment goes to 4:30, nobody can then book until 4:45. So I've got that 15 minutes that is blocked there. It also means that because I've set everything up, that they cannot book after another appointment either. So I put the buffer on both sides to make sure I have time to prep for the call and follow up after the call. The second way you can manage your availability is to set a minimum notice limit. Now, what this is all about is making sure people cannot book within a set time before the appointment they want. So I typically do 2 days minimum notice. A lot of people do 1 day, but for me, the way I run my business and the way I block my time and my calendar, I don't want people to be able to book within the next 2 days to put a new appointment on my calendar. My availability will always start when someone goes to my calendar in 2 days. They'll never see an appointment today and rarely tomorrow, depending on what time of day they're in there. This is how you can ensure that your plans aren't derailed by last-minute appointments getting in your calendar. The third thing you can do is set a future date limit. So this limits how far in advance people can book. Now, this may be something you take a little time and planning for the different event types. I have different limits in the future for different events. Sometimes you want people to be able to book farther out, sometimes you don't. For instance, discovery calls, consults, are the ones that I say are the should nots here. You should not allow people to book a discovery call too far in advance because you may end up being too late to catch their business, even if it was them that booked the appointment further out. These are often the people that will cancel because they found someone else in the meantime. So for me, for consults, I have a 28-day limit. So if someone is going to my online booking link to book a free consult with me, they can't get in there past 28 days. And it's just the way that I set things up here because I don't want to have them booking so far out they forgot what they wanted to talk to me about. And so follow that with the type of business you have, the type of clients you see, and think about where you should put these future date limits too. The fourth thing in managing availability is setting a daily appointment limit. This is all about avoiding booking too many appointments in one day. And this can be very helpful if your appointments involve intense work. Some folks can only manage so many appointments of certain types per day, or they get burnt out. For me, I know that when I have marketing strategy sessions, if I have more than two of those in one day, I'm not at my best. So I have a limit of that. I also put a limit of consults per day because those are smaller appointments that will get in my calendar and I want to make sure that I don't have too many happen. So however you like to work and plan your day, think about what is your daily limit for the different types of appointments. The fifth thing in managing your availability in your calendar is setting specific blocks for appointment times and knowing where they are. So this is critical to maintaining control over your calendar and avoiding people booking times when you're not available or you need free time for other things. So you want to make sure with the different types of events that you might open up online to people that you have set days and times when people can book these. I never recommend opening your calendar 9 to 5. You can do that if you really manage the calendar well, but for me, I always recommend people putting time blocks in the day, and that's what I do with the ideal work week that I have. I have time blocks in my day where I do certain types of work or tasks in certain areas. So I only open free consult bookings at times that will work for me and fit into that overall schedule that I have of the different types of blocks where I'm doing different types of work. You also want to make sure that you do offer variation with the times. This is particularly appointment if you work with people on different time differences. So for me, I am on a 4-hour time difference from people on the Pacific time zone. So I'm on the Atlantic Ocean, they're on the Pacific, we have 4 hours between us. If I only opened my online consults booking till 3 o'clock my time, that means West Coasters could never meet with me in the afternoon in their time. So you have to think about the people you work with, where they're from, and when they may or may not want to meet for free consults, because you do want to accommodate them somewhat. But by no means do you need to feel obligated to be open every hour of every day. So again, it's thinking about your business, your practice, your clients, and what will work for them or not. If you don't have any times where you work with people in different time zones like that, it may not matter to you. But I still would say give variation so that you offer people, you know, a variety of morning or afternoon calls. So these are 5 pieces, elements in step number 4 that help you manage your availability and your calendar. And this makes sure that you've got things open to people who want to book with you, but that you also maintain that control you need over your daily schedule. And that maintaining control over the schedule, this is where step 5 comes into play more than anything else here. And this is what I call the secret sauce to an online booking system that will help you ensure you never, ever screw up your main schedule in your life. And whenever I share this tactic with clients and members of the Thrive Marketing Academy, they always have that big wow look on their face with their eyebrows raised because they see how it works and they see how simple this step is. And step five is to set up a shadow calendar in your main calendar. This is something I totally made up, but it is something that has helped me for about 13, 14 years, maintaining that control on my calendar and ensuring I know exactly when and where people can book. So we are talking here about your main calendar, the one that rules your day and your schedule. So setting up this shadow calendar is what you want to do in the calendar you check every morning, the one you look at every day, the one you check on your phone, that VIP calendar that you use to know what to do every day, who to meet, when and where you're meeting them, and everything in your life that happens. When you create a shadow calendar, basically what you're going to do is use it to mark off all the time slots that you've opened in your online booking system so that you know in that system, because you're looking in your own calendar, when and where people can book calls with you. And here's the secret part. The spots in this shadow calendar should show in your calendar, but they have to be left as free spots. They cannot be marked as busy spots in your calendar. They are really here as a visual reminder for you to know what blocks of time have been opened in your booking system. This way, you know what you have set aside in your online calendar system. And the reason that I do this, like people ask me all the time, well, why would you make this shadow calendar? The thing is, it's all about knowing exactly what you've got open for people to book their appointments with you so that when, and it will happen, you go and add your own meeting or appointment in a time slot that you have open for those consults or other meetings, whether you're booking in your own business appointment, a personal appointment, you know, because you can see the shadow calendar there, that the minute you put that in there and mark it as a busy spot because you have to go to the doctor or you have to take your kids somewhere, whatever it is, you know it's going to remove that spot from your online availability. And the reason this is what I call the secret sauce is because it's a tactic that keeps two things from happening. One, you are not closing off too many spots and making it hard for people to book with you. And it allows you to know what is open so that if you do need to close things off, and you can instantly know the consequences. So this happens sometimes. I will be looking at everything in the calendar and I've got something coming up, maybe an unexpected appointment, whatever it is. I know when I put something in there that I may be closing off those open spaces. So it's really all about ensuring that you can look in one place, which is that main calendar, and know that if you've put something in there, you've made a special date, appointment, whatever it is, you'll see how much availability you're removing from people who go to the online booking system. It makes you aware of what's available for the calls. And so it can help you in a couple ways. Number one, it helps you manage your time better. But also, it helps you know and understand that maybe if things have slowed down in free consult bookings, you've been blocking too much time off. So this is something you have to be aware of. But typically, the shadow calendar will help you avoid that issue. And I know this is really confusing to kind of figure out. It is a tactic that people typically don't understand until I show them, like do a screen share with them and show them exactly how this works. And in fact, there's a lot involved in these two episodes that we're talking about optimizing your online booking system. So I have made a screen share video to show you how all of what I've been talking about in these five steps works. Because I will tell you, number one, the shadow calendar, that step out of all of these five steps that I've shared in these two episodes, that last one is the number one strategy that helps me the most when it comes to planning my week. And when others start using this shadow system that I've been talking about, they tell me the same thing. And more importantly, what I find is folks who doubted that they could use an online system saw how through all this automation, the integration, and all of these steps, that it's actually very possible to manage an online system with the automation and setup done effectively. And you can still keep control of the calendar. And that's always the biggest thing for people that have been avoiding an online booking system is it lets them keep the control. Most have said that once they've done this, they finally actually felt like they had some of the control they were missing before. And frankly, I think some of that comes back to when you're doing that game of email tag. Honestly, most people going back and forth sending emails, you're going to spend at least 5, if not 10 minutes in time from each party booking those calls. And sometimes it's more. So if you think about it, if somebody can just go click a button, book in, and you're not worried about anything messing up your calendar and they can book instantly, it's a win-win for everybody here. And that's why using these automated systems, whether it's Calendly, the one I use, or whatever one you choose to go with, using them is key. And especially if, you know, you're paying a fee to use them and you can use all the different automations and features they have. So I totally understand that me talking about all these different ways to automate and optimize things and make this shadow calendar in there might be a little confusing. So be sure to check out the video to see how all of this works and how easy it is to make it work. You'll find a link to that video on the show notes page at marketingyourprivatepractice.com/89. And that's it. These are the final 2 steps to help you optimize your online booking system and make sure that this entire process can work to make it easier for people to book with you and easier for you to manage too. Plus, when you set these systems up, I promise you they will save you so much time back and forth booking appointments and calls. And typically people start seeing more appointments getting booked because it's easier to do that. So, question for you. Are you ready to try this out to optimize your own online booking system so you can book more calls and clients? Well, that's your action step from today's episode, my friend. I want you to consider using, and if you're already using one, optimizing it and getting your online booking system up and running to get more of those consults so you can land more clients too. And here's a quick recap of those 5 steps. The ones 3 from episode 88 and the 2 from today. The 5 steps that will help you optimize your online booking system. Number 1, you want to decide on a free versus paid account. You've heard me say it before, the paid account will pay you back and save time, I promise. Number 2 is you want to set up your booking system to put the basics in place and make sure you've set it up for success for when you're ready to start sharing the links to book people into your calendar. Number 3, you want to integrate and automate as much as possible to save time and make the process work smoothly for both parties, you and those potential clients. And you make sure it gives everybody the information needed to show up for the appointments too. Step 4 is to manage your availability in your calendar so you're not getting derailed by putting those 5 steps in place on how you can manage that availability. And that will help you avoid getting everything messed up and overbooking, underbooking, crossbookings in your calendar. Step number 5 here is to set up that shadow calendar so you will always know with a quick glance when and where you should or should not be closing off times for those consult calls. These 5 steps will help you establish a system so you're not chasing people to book appointments and that they're not showing up for them too. Instead, you can relax and prepare to be at your best on these calls, especially discovery calls or consults, where you ideally want to show these folks how working with you is the best option for them. So I will have a link to all the resources I mentioned in the show notes, including where you can watch the follow-along video I made to help you understand this entire setup. Make sure you look at the first part of this lesson, or listen to it, I guess. You could do both, really. That's episode 88, and I'll have a link to that on the show notes as well. Take your time putting all of this into play, and I promise you that time will pay off in the long run. If you're confused with it all, if you're trying to do it and you're not sure how to make it as effective as it could be, and you want a second set of eyes to look at your online booking system with you, well, why not book a free marketing review with me, and we can figure out the best way for you to optimize your own online booking system. And I'll add a link in the show notes where you can book that review with me as well. This is Kathy Koliakovo signing off, saying thanks for tuning in today and learning these final 2 steps to optimize your online booking system so you can book more discovery calls and consults. And remember, to thrive in practice means using systems and tools that help you optimize everything including a system to help you book more discovery calls and consults. Because the more of those you book, the more clients you'll be booking too. I'll see you next time.
You can find all of our show notes and resources mentioned at marketingyourprivatepractice.com. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at pepperitmarketing and say hi. I'd love to hear any feedback you have, and make sure to rate and review the podcast and hit subscribe on your favorite player so you don't miss any future episodes.